Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. As we close out the week on this Friday, the Orlando Magic are back in action, a rare home and home back-to-back. Tomorrow, the Boston Celtics. Sunday, the Houston Rockets. How about that? So we're going to send you on the road for six games in 11 nights, and we're going to have you come back and do a back-to-back with the Boston Celtics and the Houston Rockets. How about that? That's where we're at, but we'd love to have you in the building. Orlando Magic games are the perfect way to have fun with your family. Be at Amway Center on Sunday, January 13th at 6 p.m. as the Magic battle the Rockets. It's Family Day presented by Olive Garden. Tons of activities for the entire family. It's also Classic Night. Purchase tickets at OrlandoMagic.com. There's a lot to get to here today. The Magic go 1-5 on their West Coast road trip, going through all four continental U.S. time zones. They lose four consecutive games. They'll come into tomorrow's contest 17-24 on the season, yet 2.5 games out of 8th in the Eastern Conference, and that seemed to be the theme at Orlando Magic's practice here today. And for more on that, we bring in John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, kind enough to join us, kind enough to pinch hit. We were ready to go here, and JD was thrust into bullpen duty, and he is always ready. We appreciate that about him. And JD, first of all, did you get a chance to unpack, and do you have any clean clothes after our last 11 days?
Yes, I got them packed, and no, they're not clean yet. I think they're all hanging up, so, you know, it's a slow process getting the laundry done with me.
Well, I tell you what, you had a day off yesterday, and God bless you, you're right back at it today with the team as they were at practice, and I guess I'd love to know from you kind of the mood. I saw what you tweeted out, and I heard what Coach Clifford said, that we're not revisiting the 1-5 road trip anymore. It's over and done with. We're looking at the fact that we're 2.5 games out of 8th.
Yeah, that's exactly the message. Cliff said, you know, hey, don't look back, look forward. Look at the fact that regardless of what's happened, 41 games in, you're still in the race. You got 41 games to make this thing happen. And, you know, Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon and a lot of guys have said, he said, this team needs to realize this opportunity is here. Like, this is a chance to make the playoffs. Maybe in the past it was a little bit of a fantasy, but now this team could make the playoffs. They've beaten Boston at 5. They've beaten Detroit, a team that's right there. Charlotte, you know, those are teams they can play with. Brooklyn, they can play with. Miami, they've beaten them twice. Those are all teams that are the Magic know they can play with. They've just got to, you know, get off of this skid and find a way to get back on the right track.
No, they certainly do. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, encourage you to go to OrlandoMagic.com and find all of his writings. Does a great job covering the team. And, you know, one thing I keep going back to here, JD, and it has been brought up a couple of times, and you wrote about it. Now, after the loss against Utah, the Magic since 2013 are 17-77. In the month of January, including I believe it's 1-3 this year, this year in January. January for the last 7 years or 6 years is where the season has gotten away. And to avoid that happening again, I know they know that. I know they're aware of that. But I think Magic fans are watching that number, and these guys have to prove that that's not going to be the case this season.
Yeah, you know, Dante, other than my birthday, it's a pretty bad month. it's right. Been a bad one. Yeah, I mean,
yes, it has.
This is a time where if you look back on the last few years, like Vooch has been right there and as a candidate to make the All-Star game, and then the team kind of falls off a cliff in January and those hopes go by the wayside. Aaron Gordon said the other day, he said, hey, if I'm going to make the all-NBA team, we've got to win. Vooch knows if he's going to make the All-Star team, this team's got to win. You've got to get over this January hump. And we all know that in this league, the 6 weeks before the All-Star break are the dog days in the NBA. I mean, it's when you're not healthy, you're beat up, you're tired of being on the road.
Right.
It's, you know, the teams that are the toughest mentally, the teams that are the toughest physically, those are the ones who thrive right now. And the ones who aren't kind of fall apart. So this team has to figure this out. Get over the hump. What better way to get this thing back on track than maybe to beat a Boston, beat a Houston, you know, two teams that have won seven of their last 10 coming into this weekend.
No, you're right. And you look at it and say, okay, I mean, you think back to when the team was 2-6, JD, and we're looking at each other on a flight to San Antonio thinking, boy, this thing could get sideways, and then they turn it around and they rattle off a little run right there. And now that's what it's going to take for this team to get back on track. They're going to have to get one of these games, I think, this weekend and really go on a serious run. One thing Coach Clifford has been talking about is strength of schedule after this weekend. And looking at it right now, once you get through this weekend, currently you have the 7th easiest schedule, but that's factoring in Boston and Houston. It goes down considerably after that. There's an opportunity the second half of the season, 4 games against the likes of Atlanta, 3 or 2 more against Cleveland. Brooklyn's playing well, but you got a couple against the Knicks, 1 more against the Bulls. You really have an opportunity, if you can commit to playing the right way, to making up some ground here.
Yeah, you know, the Magic's 3 toughest trips of the year are done. That's right. A good thing. This team doesn't go any further west than Oklahoma City the rest of the way. You know, those teams who have to go west in March and April, you know, February, those are the teams, you know, they're going to fall off then. The Magic are done with those. And, you know, Evan Fournier said the other night, he said, hey, we got home games, but we haven't been great at home.
Yeah, true.
You know, so it's time to turn that around. You know, if this team is going to turn it around, they're going to have to play better at the Amway Center. If this team's going to turn it around, they're going to have to play better in the third quarter. That's a concern. You know, this team has played better, played great first half, and then they've come out flat in the third quarter. That was a point of emphasis today, you know, with the team in practice as well. So you got to figure these things out. And, you know, the playoffs are there to be had. This is real that they can make the playoffs, but they've got to figure it out over these next 41 games.
And you know what? And I think that obviously needs to be the priority. And they've not been this close at this point of the season. The exact midway point, just 2.5 games out of 8. You know, kind of a struggling Eastern Conference is to credit for that. But as you look at moving forward, JD, they have to figure out something as far as the second unit goes and as far as protecting leads. You mentioned it in the locker room in Utah. The Magic led by 15 or more in 3 of those 5 losses out on that. West Coast trip. They get leads. They've had great starts. They've had great quarters. They've had leads. They've had great starts to games. They've played great quarters. It's just holding on to the leads has been an issue for this team.
Yeah, you know, Dante, I mean, the way this team started that Minnesota game, they were shooting 76% at one point, you know, through the first 18 minutes. The way they were shooting the ball in Utah the other night was unreal. 10 of the first 15 shots made, 5 of the first 7 threes made. If you look at that starting 5, DJ Augustine, Evan Fournier, J.I., Aaron Gordon, and Vooch, they actually ranked the 7th best net rating in all the NBA. So, I mean, you're talking about a top 10 starting 5. So the Magic can really lean on the fact that they have good chemistry, they have good production from that group. They've just got to figure out that mix coming off the bench. And, you know, give Cliff credit. I mean, he's tried everything in the world. He keeps mixing it up and trying different things and different rotations and staggering his starters with his bench. And you just got to find somebody to go with Terrence Ross, you know, playing with those starters who can keep it going. You know, why does the Magic keep blowing these leads? It's because, you know, look at the production goes down when the bench comes in the game. When you break that lineup, it keeps going downhill. So, you know, look for this team to be aggressive and keep finding ways, try to find ways to fortify that bench.
Well, and you know what? I think that's it, JD. I think that, you know, you trust that Jeff and John are working the phones, and trade deadline is what, less than a month away now. So maybe something happens before the trade deadline. But if not, if this thing has to be internal, JD, I mean, we've seen Jaron Grant be the backup. We've seen Jonathan Simmons be the backup point guard. Last game in Utah, we saw Isaiah Briscoe as the backup point guard. From what I understand, Mo Bamba is going to be out for the next couple of games. So an opportunity for Kem Birch. Melvin Frazier gets called up. Could he have an opportunity to get thrown into the mix? If this is going to have to come internally, JD, what needs to happen there? Who needs to surface as the predominant second unit?
Well, you know, in this league, I really think in the NBA, it's like the NFL. In the NFL, if you don't have a point guard, you don't matter. In the NBA, if you don't have a steady point guard, you don't matter. I mean, DJ Augustine has been off the charts this season. I mean, he's second on the team as far as net rating when he's on the floor and when he's off the floor. You've got to find that next guy. Who's going to step up and, you know, take advantage of this shot? I mean, Jaron Grant's on the last year of his contract. Isaiah Briscoe's a rookie on a rookie deal. One of those two guys has got to step up and run this offense. So I would say it has to start with, you know, either Briscoe or Simmons or or Jaren Grant. Those guys have to step up and run this offense and kind of grab this thing, you know, grab the bull by the horns and make sure that that second unit performs better.
Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, encourage you to follow him on Twitter, a great follow, at JohnDenton555. That's at JohnDenton555. Talk to me about the mood of the team, JD. When we were standing in that locker room in Utah, it seemed to be a pretty somber group that realized yet another big lead had kind of gotten away. How do you keep this from a mentality of here we go again and get this team to make sure that they know how close they are and continue to fight?
Yeah, you know, it was rough. It was rough on the road. I mean, I think the team was feeling sorry for themselves a little bit because they're on the road for so long. Shoot, we were all doing that. I mean, we were all tired of being on the road, tired of being in hotels, being back home. Vooch talked about, you know, you land at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're in a bad mood, you lost all these games. He goes home and gets his little 3.5-week-old son in his hands, and instantly all his worries are gone. And you know, a lot of guys talked about today, they loved how positive Cliff was and telling them how, you know, it's right here for the taking. I saw guys today that, you know, they were going at one another and laughing, and you could see the spirits are back. And Vooch even said, hey, we got two games coming up that are going to be super hard, and they're playing these great teams, but those are the most fun games to play in. And if you look at it, the Magic have played their best in those type of games. They've beaten Toronto. They've beaten Philadelphia. They've beaten Boston. They've beaten San Antonio. This team rises to the occasion in those kind of games. So, you know, just think about the power of what two wins this weekend could do for this franchise.
No, you're exactly right. And JD, before we let you go, I'll ask you this. I mean, Magic fans are wanting to see an identity form with this team. They're wanting to see something come to fruition, something that they can sink their teeth into. And I think, to me, you know, you have Coach Clifford, and he prides himself on a team that takes care of the basketball. They did that exceptionally well for the first half of the season. They faltered a little bit that here at late. But look at this team defensively. They're in top 10 in a number of defensive categories, including points per game allowed, fast break points allowed, second chance points, points in the paint. They are emerging as a solid defensive team. Would you not say? And then I guess the next part of that is you just got to find a way to score.
Yeah, you know, Cliff says the reason they play the lineup that they play, you know, maybe Johnson, maybe you would even flip-flop Terrence Ross for Johnson Isaac right now if you were trying to score 120 points a night. But you play J.I. because he means so much to your defense. I mean, you know, he's a difference maker out there defensively. Look at the last game that we played in Boston all the way back in October. Right. Johnson Isaac played so much better than Jason Tatum. I mean, the two of them have known each other forever. Johnson Isaac had 18 points, 10 rebounds. He made a huge shot at the end of the game, and he locked down Jason Tatum, who's one of the best, you know, young wing guys in the NBA. So, you know, you play a Johnson Isaac because you know he's going to give you defense. You know, his shot is still a work in progress. It was good to see him make a couple of big three-pointers the other night in Utah. But, you know, like you said, the defense is really coming along. They have the link. When you can play a Johnson Isaac, when you can play Mo Bamba, when you can get, you know, guys out there. Aaron Gordon has had an incredible year. He's held LeBron below his average twice. Right. He's held Kawhi below his average twice. I mean, they can put some really impressive defenders on the floor. So it's just about finding that balance between offense and defense now for this team.
Well, hopefully they can do that. Do the best you can. Can we wrap DJ Augustine in bubble wrap? Do whatever it takes, JD. We got to do whatever we can to keep that guy healthy.
Yeah. Every lineup you look at, Dante, I've spent all day the other day poring over all these lineups. Every lineup that you look at with Vooch in it and DJ or, you know, one or the other, they're all pluses. Without those guys on the floor, they're all minuses. So, you know, those two guys mean everything to this team right now.
Well, and for a number of reasons, JD, we want this team to be successful. Obviously, we cover it. It's much more fun when they're in the mix like they are right now. We want it for the fans. You know, they've worked so hard, waited so long for this team to be successful, and we want it for these guys, and we want it for Vooch. I think this team has to be closer to 500 for him to have a realistic shot to be an all-star, and hopefully he can do that. All right, Jay, I'll let you go. What do you got to do today? You got to do the yard? You got to clean your pool? What do you have to do today?
I'm going to be my daughter's taxi service to and from volleyball. And then I've promised her a big Italian meal of pasta tonight. So I'll be carrying her around everywhere.
Oh, nothing better. Nothing better, my friend. Well, enjoy time with your daughter, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dante.
All right, you got it. JD, terrific job as always. And again, I encourage you to go to OrlandoMagic.com. You can follow all of his coverage of the Orlando Magic or follow him on Twitter at JohnDenton555. When we come back, I'm putting Aaron Berlin and Cody Clark to the test. We're going to see what those guys have for us here on our NBA Hoop Scoop. The Magic will host the Houston Rockets tomorrow. We encourage you to go to OrlandoMagic.com. When you're looking at JD's story, you can also grab some tickets for that one. The Magic and the Houston Rockets on Sunday. Tomorrow, they'll have the Boston Celtics. So a big weekend coming up for your Orlando Magic. Cody and Aaron, when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center in just a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at the Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic jersey, including the all-new classic throwback jersey, as well as the traditional black, blue, or white Nike swingman jerseys. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass. For more information,
you're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're calling all Magic fans. We need your support for the month of January. Talk of the Town Restaurant Group and the Magic are teaming up to benefit the Orlando Magic Youth Foundation. Dine at any Talk of the Town restaurant, including Charlie's Steakhouse, Fishbones, Johnny's Hideaway, Moonfish, Vito's Chop House, or Texas Cattle Company to round up for charity. From youth foundation and housing to health programs focused on preventing childhood obesity, OMYF is dedicated to nourishing the minds and bodies of children in need. Round up your check to the nearest dollar and help support our community. With that, we welcome in Aaron Berlin and Cody Clark, who's going to take us through an NBA Hoop Scoop. Cody, I hope you have a question in there about your Colts going against Aaron Berlin's Chiefs on Saturday afternoon.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
All right, boys, this is an NBA Hoop Scoop, so let's get it rolling. LaMarcus Aldridge, 56 points last night as a 154-147 double overtime win against the Thunder. For as long as LaMarcus Aldridge has been an excellent player in this league, first time he scored 50. Are you surprised by that?
That is surprising. I saw that and I thought, okay, he's probably done that about 5 or 10 times. But yeah, I was surprised to see that. Now, it took double overtime to get those 56 points. But man, we keep forgetting. People keep sleeping on the San Antonio Spurs and LaMarcus Aldridge. He's as talented a 7-footer as there is. And you know what I love about it, Aaron? Without the aid of the 3-point shot, he does it old school. He does it around the basket, mid-range, and getting to the free throw line.
He just kind of has that old man game. You know, like you watch him and you're like, you know, I could play with that guy out at the NBA or out at the rec center, let alone on an NBA court. But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised for the first time in a long time he's had 50 points. I mean, you would have thought at some point it would have happened during his tenure with Portland, but he also played with two pretty good guards that were pretty ball dominant.
Yeah, and you look at like guys like Terrence Ross. Terrence Ross has a 51-point game. It seems like everybody has had a chance where they've got it going at least one night, but never happened to LaMarcus. That's surprising.
LeBron James is always news. He could have come back potentially this week when he first went down with that groin injury, but he's set to miss 3 more games. What is the level of concern here halfway through the year with LeBron still trying to get back from this groin injury?
Well, I think there is a huge concern. Listen, look what happened to the Cleveland Cavaliers when he left. They have the worst record in the Eastern Conference. And look what happened to the LA Lakers when he was healthy. They got as high as 3rd or 4th in the Western Conference and obviously have had a huge landslide back since he's been out of the lineup. So, well, I don't think it's a concern right now. I think if it was another 3 weeks, that would be a major concern. But listen, if there's anything, right, Aaron? If there's anything tugging and there's any concern that he is not 100% Shut them down. Absolutely. Get that guy healthy for the entire second half of the season so they can make a run.
Absolutely. He's too important to everything that they do and how they're developing those young players. Also, we have to remember here, this is vacation LeBron. This is LeBron in L.A. This is LeBron taking his little two-week hiatus in the middle of the season. I mean, not that he's not injured, but if he can take a few games and it's not going to hurt the team, then why not do it?
All right, Dante. I'm ready to get rid of positions in the All-Star break. The All-Star game in the NBA is driving me crazy. You get four guards, you get six front court players, and you get two wild cards. Dante, when are we just going to go, okay, let's get the best 24 guys in there and not have to worry about who's in at guard and who's in at forward and wild cards and all this nonsense?
Boy, now that's interesting because you're basically talking about positionless basketball in the NBA right now anyway, right? And that's something Coach Clifford has said since the season started. Find a way to get your five best players on the floor. Now, I would agree with that. It doesn't have to be five guards. It doesn't have to be five forwards and a couple of wild front court players and a couple of wild cards. I like that they got away from the center. I thought that was a good move. Just make it front court and back court. But yeah, I think you're at a point now. Just give me the 12 best on each side and we can move forward.
Yeah, but if it's the 12 best on each side, won't you eventually miss out on a big guy? Because at this point in the NBA, everybody's a guard, right? Everybody who does anything.
Well, then maybe you do something like this. Yeah, true. That's a good point. Maybe you do 10. Maybe fans only vote on 10 of the 12, and the coaches have a chance to pick the other two. But I don't think it should come to position. The coaches know who the best players are in the NBA. And I think the fans are picking the starters. Leave it up to the coaches to pick the remaining seven players regardless of position.
All right, gentlemen. Giannis outdueled James Harden the other night. You've got one name. Who's your midseason MVP?
Oh, man. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA. To me, there is no doubt about it. To me, that you start there, that guy. LeBron is the MVP. I don't care what anybody says. Outside of that, because look what he's done to Cleveland and L.A. when he's not there, conversely to when he is there. Other than that, it's James Harden. Holy cow, Beard. Beard is the MVP. If you can't give it to LeBron every year, then I'm going with Beard. He's doing things that we've never seen in this
I don't
league.
Know. I'm going with Giannis just because of what that Milwaukee Bucks team has done this year. He's been fantastic to watch. He's been a lot of fun.
15 straight games of 30-plus? What, six straight
games?
Sticking to my guns. 40-plus? That's unbelievable what James Harden is doing. Hopefully he doesn't do that on Sunday. Great job, Cody, AB. That'll do it for another week of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic host the Boston Celtics tomorrow at 7. Host the Houston Rockets Sunday at 6. You can find all of that on the Magic Radio Network and on Fox Sports Florida. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday right here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.